This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In this week's news, a dating app is used to lure people into robberies. And a Minnesota business is out $4 million after a catfishing scam. But we start with a woman who used a soap opera scheme in an attempt to kill her husband. A Townsend, Massachusetts woman loved watching The Bold and the Beautiful. A scammer impersonating one of the show's stars contacted her by text, telling her to, quote, "get rid of your husband, honey." She wanted to give the life insurance money over to the scammer. So she tried. When her husband discovered what was happening, he and hospital officials called police. Court documents show his wife was charged with attempted murder, intimidation of a witness, juror, police, or court official, resisting arrest, and assault and battery on a police officer. When she was released on bail, the court ordered that she have no contact with her husband and daughter, stay 100 yards away from her 74-year-old husband, undergo a mental health evaluation, be confined to her home except for medical appointments, and wear a GPS monitoring device. A Scottsdale, Arizona man said he was organizing a charity golf tournament. What he was really doing was scamming donors out of their cash. 12 News reported the story.
Robert Alexander duped people into giving him $10, $20, even $100,000, but Alexander already owes about $10 million in restitution for another massive scam he ran years ago.
Robert Alexander has been running schemes in Arizona for the past 20 years, finding his latest victims on the greens.
Played golf with him once or twice.
That's where he met Gregory Siebold and his wife. They moved to Arizona in 2019 to retire. They say Alexander asked if they would want to invest in a golf ball resale business. At first, Siebold said they were making money.
You know, I go, I could do this every day.
But after a few weeks, he said it was like Alexander dropped off the face of the planet.
How much money did he take from you?
$28,000 I'm out. And it made me angry, not for a couple days. It made me angry for a year.
Siebold is far from the only one. Court documents show dozens of victims getting swindled out of thousands of dollars, even up to $100,000. He also got money for telling folks he was hosting a charity golf tournament, raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project, a tournament that never existed.
Do you think you're ever going to get that money back?
Never. I know I won't. He already owes people $8, $9 million.
It really sucks to be stuck in an airport when your flight has been canceled or delayed. Some airlines send text messages to passengers to update them on their flights. But be careful. Those messages could come from a scammer. Scammers send out dozens of text messages saying your flight has been canceled or your flight's been delayed. If someone clicks on the link provided in the text, they will be redirected to a website that looks just like the airline's site. They will pressure the traveler for personal information or demand a change fee. They use the information for identity theft or to sell to other scammers. If you're in such a situation, double-check with a gate agent or go to the real website yourself to get information. This is Scams and Cons News. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend the day in fresh air only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals. But if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals could include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill, so I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. A romance scam cost a Minnesota business millions of dollars. WCCO has the details.
The request is always the same. They need money, and they probably need it real fast.
The BBB says that's the first red flag of a romance scam. According to court documents, 61-year-old Sharon Schmalzried started an online relationship during marriage problems. The man claimed he was owed $7 million from his job in Dubai, but needed to borrow U.S. dollars to access it. So over 4 years, she transferred her own money and then nearly $4 million that she had access to at her company to someone she had never met. According to the FTC, last year, nearly 70,000 romance scams were reported. The total amount reported lost, more than $1.3 billion. More than 60% sent money using crypto or gift cards.
Have you ever hung up after a phone call and heard a delay before the other party hangs up? You may have just been set up for a scam. The defrauding of a 79-year-old woman out of roughly $20,000 prompted the Lethbridge Police Service to issue a warning to the public about a disconnect delay phone scam. Police say the scam uses the delay between when people hang up their phone and when the phone call ends. Here's how it worked. The target's computer was locked by ransomware, and she called a number she believed to be Microsoft support. She was then asked to call the number on the back for a credit card, but the first call didn't really end. Instead, someone pretending to be a bank representative told her that her account had been compromised. They then convinced her to withdraw money and put it into a Bitcoin machine. Police suggest to wait at least 1 minute after hanging up before making a new call. That ensures that the line has been cleared. This is Scams and Cons News.
My name is Bill Huffman, and I am a former Cleveland news producer, and I am now the host of the podcast, Who Killed? I began the show focusing on the unsolved murder of Amy Mihaljevic, and now each week I explore a different case with a focus on some of the victims who don't get the attention they deserve. I have a deep catalog of over 225 episodes, so there is a guarantee there will be something for you. Who Killed is an evergreen podcast, killer podcasts, and Slow Burn Media production. Subscribe today wherever you get your favorite shows.
Scammers drained the bank account of a 95-year-old woman. Bank of America recovered the money taken from her, but then wanted overdraft fees of more than $4,000.
That's been a nightmare. Been terrible.
At 95 years old, Virginia Weimer lives a simple life, but she says a crook has turned things upside down after gaining access to her checking account and draining it. She tells me Bank of America reimbursed her the $13,000 the criminal took, but an overdraft protection on the account means $4,237.83 went to her Bank of America credit card. The bank denied her claim pertaining to the credit card, leaving her on the hook for the crook's charges.
It's on your mind all the time. And I didn't tell my daughter about it because she's not well anyway, and I've lost two children. I don't want anything to happen to her.
I reached out to Bank of America on Virginia's behalf. I then received an email that said they are finalizing a positive resolution.
That was the Daily HODL, which reports on digital currency markets. Here's another story about card draining, but with a different tactic. The Washington Post said police were alerted when two men were seen putting gift cards on store racks. Police asked the men what they were doing and learned they were stealing gift cards from the store. After altering or obtaining information, they put them back on store racks and waited for people to buy the cards. A purchase activates the cards, allowing scammers to capture the money the customer put on the card. The scam has been reported around the country, and police suggest that buyers look for any sign of tampering, such as broken seals or loose corners, or resealing on the wrappers. They also recommend checking the activation sticker or label on the back of the gift card to make sure it hasn't been peeled off or replaced. And that's not the end of the shopping scams. 7 News in Australia says there's a new scam called credential stuffing.
Now online shopping accounts are under cyber attack. Popular fashion website The Iconic targeted using a technique called credential stuffing.
There's a high level of sophistication in this and quite a high level of preparedness to gain access to these accounts.
Cybercriminals found stolen email and password combinations on the dark web and used them to log into customers' accounts. They placed bogus orders, then switched the delivery address, and in some cases turned up at their doors to collect. The victims left thousands of dollars out of pocket.
There was likely that it was my address, my phone number, my bank account detail. It's terrifying to think what people are even capable of, really.
Well, it puts the real world element to cybercrime, and that's probably the most concerning part of it.
Customers can beef up security using an app to generate a new password for each login. But experts say retailers can avoid attacks like this by using the same technology as the bank.
This is Scams and Cons News.
Scams and Cons is a member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.